USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is blasting Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler.
Chairman Nadler, if he was a chairman on our side of the aisle, the way he handles his committee, we would have removed him from that committee long ago.
The California Republican held his weekly news conference at a congressional Republican retreat in Baltimore. McCarthy explains why Republicans are meeting.
Be mapping out a fundamental agenda to show the American public a better path and a better way forward, that we could actually show the ability to continue to grow.
All crew members were sleeping when a deadly fire broke out on a diving boat off the California coast. That's according to a preliminary report from the National Transportation Safety Board. Investigators have previously said a night watchman was supposed to be awake. The NTSB says the surviving crew members did not report any mechanical or electrical issues before the fire started. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Starting route now. Turn right at Fortress Mountain. Turn left at Mount Hood. Head south to Moab, Utah. Continue on the Great North American Test Drive.
Run with us on a John Deere Gator XUV 835 with our quietest cab ever and optional heat and AC and a four-wheel independent suspension. It's built to run where no one else can. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
The stage is set for the Democratic debate in Houston on Thursday night. With a preview, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
10 Democratic White House hopefuls will be debating tonight in Houston. Former VP Joe Biden taking center stage, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren on either side. And then there will be the seven other hopefuls. Robbie Mook was campaign manager for Hillary Clinton back in 2016.
I think everybody has something to steal from each other. Bernie needs to steal people from Warren and Biden.
Yeah.
To go on offense and grow, Biden needs to steal from both of them.
He was speaking on CBS this morning.
The CEO of GameStop is defending the company's decision to close up to 200 of its retail stores by the end of the fiscal year. George Sherman tells CNN Business that the gaming industry remains strong, but his company needs to adapt for the future. Streaming games over the internet is becoming more and more popular, while physical sales of games is on the decline. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Some names are starting to float around, and they're all possible replacements for former National Security Advisor John Bolton. President Trump announced Wednesday that the reason he fired Bolton was because he constantly was butting heads with other leaders at the White House. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway with an update.
There are many people of diverse backgrounds, all solid candidates. I know firsthand the president is considering for that position.
Anyone that you can name?
No, I won't do that. I've seen names being floated in the press. I think some of those are legitimate and being seriously considered by our commander-in-chief and our president.
Nicholas Haros Jr. singled out Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and members of the squad on Wednesday during the annual ceremony at Ground Zero to honor the victims of the 9/11 terrorist attack. In his speech, he had a message for Representative Omar, who said some people did something when referring to the 9/11 terrorist attacks. He joins Fox News and explains why he said what he said.
Like all victims, family members of victims, we all hurt. And as we know, to some extent, 9/11, we say never forget. But it's dwindling down a bit.
Not for you.
I don't remember where I was when I first heard that quote, some people did something. But it tore my heart apart, and it tore my mom's heart apart with the thought that such a great loss to individuals could be so insensitively expressed. And that hurt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.